Hi. On today's date, June 25th, the executive orders of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut took effect, which limits travel from states that have a high COVID-19 infection rate. Specifically, if you come from a state that has 10% of its population infected, or 10 people or more out of 100,000 per the population, you must self-quarantine for 14 days if you enter New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. And so people are asking, is that legal? The answer is, yes, it is. You see, when you're living in a peacetime emergency, as we have been living since March, the governors of the states can issue executive orders, and those orders have the full force and effect of any other law. And they can restrict travel and put conditions on self-quarantine if you're from other areas where there's high infection rates. Now, it would be a violation of law, specifically equal protection, if a state just willy-nilly said, we don't like people from Arizona, so those people have to self-quarantine. That just doesn't make any sense. But a state can, under its rules and regulations, impose quarantine laws if you're coming from a region or state where there's a high infection rate. And states have been doing it for a while. One of the first states to do it was Hawaii. In fact, back in March, Hawaii not only issued a quarantine for people coming into the state, but also issued a quarantine for 14 days for people traveling within the islands of Hawaii. So if you went from one of their 8 islands to another island, you'd have to self-quarantine. So New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are obeying their laws, and it is constitutional to have those types of restrictions.